While the Western world's been wrestling with weird weather, Chrysanthemum Cliff and Heather are talking about Christmas.
I mean, in our defense, right now, there is a winter storm happening on the East Coast.
Absolutely. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Virginia, they've got, at best, frost.
It's shockingly warm here. Like, it is never 85 in Seattle in May.
That's why we don't have air conditioning here.
We had to turn off the air conditioning to record this. That's how hot it is.
We're in Cliff's kitchen and I brought popsicles.
I'm sweating. It's terrible. But if we were in Pennsylvania right now, there's snow. They have snow. It's crazy.
And it's 100 degrees in LA. It's crazy. Yes. So here we are. We're talking about Christmas. Life is getting nutty out there. But Betty White, she's 98. She's still alive. She's starring in a Hallmark Christmas movie.
And I gotta say, like, thank God. These articles always need to lead with Betty White is still alive.
Yes.
And making news. Like, every time I see Betty White trending on Twitter, every time I see a news article about Betty White, I'm like, oh no, she died. And so far, we're good to go. Like,
celebration. Also, the other person who's 98 who just beat the coronavirus is my grandmother.
Oh my gosh, really?
I come from good stock, Cliff.
Wow.
So yeah, shout out to my wonderful grandmother who has been fighting it and she's doing well. So it's a blessing. It's been exciting. It's a Christmas miracle.
This is the first time I'm hearing about this and I'm so happy for her and I'm so happy for you because the opposite of that is bad.
Well, you know, when you're 98, it could be a variety of things that take you.
Absolutely. And coronavirus would be the worst.
Well, yeah, coronavirus is taking a lot of people that are young and healthy.
Absolutely.
So the fact that my grandmother beat it is incredible. I heard today that she's sitting up, she's talking, she's laughing. So it's been a few really hard weeks for her, but she's recovered, and I'm so happy.
That's fantastic.
I'm so happy to still have her in my life. So, you know, we talk about Betty White being 98, but I personally have a different 98-year-old that I'm cheering on right now.
Absolutely. Can you imagine? Do you think you'll live to be 98?
I don't know, Cliff.
That's a lot of, I mean, that's 56 years for me. I think. Is that how math works? 56 years. That's a long time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if we live to be in our mid to late 90s, we're not even close to middle-aged right now.
That's kind of cheery, actually. Yes, I kind of like that.
Right. It makes us feel younger now.
My grandparents lived to be 92 and 93. I could pull that off. That's 50 years. We could do that.
I wonder if the ice cubes clinking are showing up on the...
Yeah, probably.
On the mic.
It's so hot. She needs water.
That is me enjoying a refreshing beverage.
Heather will pass out otherwise. But she's double fisting coffee, too. So, like, you get the caffeine, you get the water, you get the caffeine, you get the water. Nothing wrong with that.
I like to hydrate and then make sure that I am also ingesting a diuretic.
Absolutely.
It's all about balance.
Absolutely. So, do we know anything about Betty White's Christmas special?
No.
Just that she's making one.
Yes. All we know is it's happening and Betty White is in it. And that's all we really need to know because how could that go wrong? I mean, she could do a Zoom Christmas movie and it would be wonderful.
And it's going to be on Lifetime.
Oh, Lifetime. I said Hallmark. I'm sorry.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
No, I think you're right.
It's who knows?
It's Lifetime.
Lifetime.
Apologies.
Is Lifetime, like, so I don't have cable, so I don't watch a lot of Lifetime, but I used to watch Lifetime a lot. Mm-hmm. Is it still television for women? Do you remember when that was their tagline?
I do remember, and I did not like that tagline.
No, it was bad.
Especially with all the gender stuff. I mean, Lifetime, if you're listening, you really should be television for people.
Just television. Lifetime. Television.
Yeah.
It's good.
It is.
Writes itself.
The other thing that Lifetime is doing that we have a little bit more detail about is the Harry and Meghan escaping the palace trifecta of content. And I love the description that they have on this article. You remember back when Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin from Coldplay broke up?
Consciously uncoupled?
Exactly. Those are the words that they use in this article. Quote, with the working title of Harry and Meghan Escaping the Palace, the project will follow the couple's controversial conscious uncoupling from the crown.
I am absolutely impressed that you were able to say that sentence with that many words. There was a lot of words in there that I would not have been able to say in a row.
So listen.
Heather's a professional.
I started this podcast with alliteration for a reason.
It was good.
I knew that this alliteration was coming.
Oh, so talented.
Cliff, tell me about the mask Christmas trees.
So there is a lady. Her name is Jacqueline Smith. And she
Wait
lives.
Wait a second. Isn't Jacqueline Smith a Charlie's Angel? Doesn't she have like a QVC line?
You Jacqueline something.
Brooke, Brighton Mary Brooke is in the background nodding her head in confirmation. I think we need to bring Brighton Mary Brooke over to the microphone.
Jacqueline Smith is from Charlie's Angels. She was Kelly.
Kelly. I've never seen Charlie's Angels.
What?
I've seen...
Every now and again, Cliff says stuff, and I'm like, how are we married?
because I'm so pretty.
That's what it is. Oh, yes, chrysanthemum Cliff.
Absolutely that.
Oh, they kissed on Mike, everybody!
I know. I might edit that out. We'll see.
Oh, Jane would have clinked her glass to that, I believe.
So
this is a different Jacqueline Smith.
That is a different Jacqueline Smith. In my defense, I have seen the Charlie's Angels, the movie, the one with
Lucy Liu and Drew Barrymore.
I've seen that. And I thought the new movie looked pretty good, but it left the theaters too fast.
And
so.
Cameron Diaz.
Yes. Anyway, not the Charlie's Angels. She lives in Central Texas in a city named Kyle, which sounds like if I was going to name a city, like what I'd name it. Like, I'm like, what's the name of that city? Like, I'm like, I don't know, Trevor. Anyway, Jacqueline has a pink Christmas tree, like
Ooh. Pink.
It's probably 4 feet tall and it is pink, like very pink. And so she decided that she was going to hand sew masks for, you know, anti-coronavirus masks for the community. And so she put her Christmas tree down at the end of like her front walk, bright pink, with face masks on it, with a sign that just says free masks in both English and Spanish.
Aww.
And then has some use instructions. And, you know, ends with the sentence, wear a mask, save a life. And she really just said she wanted to do it to... you know, help the community a little bit. And then since then, she ran out of her first round of masks. People have donated a bunch of money to her and she's making new ones and just helping her community stay safe and healthy during this time when you need a mask to go to the grocery store. Heather showed up here in a mask and I was like, no, it looks like you're robbing me. She might have been here to rob me.
Well, you never know. My mask protects you. Your mask protects me. But Cliff and I have both been isolating in our family units. So I think that we're okay.
I made an appointment somewhere the other day and they're like, hey, so we just need to ask, have you been out of the state in the last month? I'm like, I haven't left my house in the last month.
Yeah.
You're the first person I'm going to see besides Heather. So
yes. And I did fly, but that was more than 2 weeks ago.
We're fine.
So I think we're okay. Let me ask you a question, Cliff.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the mini libraries and the mini food banks that they
have?
I am.
There's someone on Next Door Neighbor here, the website, that has one that's like maybe 2 miles from here. And every time I go shopping, I have the best of intentions to buy something to put in it.
Yeah.
And every time I go shopping, I'm so like frazzled by the time I get through the grocery store that I forget.
Well, this Christmas tree of masks sounds very familiar to these community initiatives that are so beautiful. So if you're inspired by the Christmas tree of masks, you don't necessarily have to have a pink Christmas tree and have the sewing skills to create masks. You could do a mini library, you know, just go through your house. We're all doing that spring, summer COVID cleaning. Put some books in there. Your neighbors will do the same, or go through the cans in your pantry. We've been doing our panic pantry episodes of making different food items, but down in Tacoma, we're in Washington, down in Tacoma, they did something called the Giving Tree, where they put little gifts on the tree during Christmas time last year for the kids that in the neighborhood that might not have things. And it was just little things like pens and erasers and little things that kids like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that there's a real opportunity now to just do that little bit of community outreach and help your neighbors. Those the libraries and the little food pantries are all over. Like, I don't know where you'd search for those, but like if you have a next door neighbor group in your thing, or like the Ring doorbell group, they're advertising on there all the time. So you can you can find those. I think it's a really cool way just to help out folks that might even be maybe embarrassed to go to a food pantry, or, you know, wouldn't have access to one because they'd have to drive to it, that kind of thing.
Yes. So
it's cool.
Well, speaking of finding things, where can they find our podcast now, Cliff?
Yeah, so our podcast is still going to be, if you go to weirdsoxmas.com, it might not work. I'm very sorry about that. I'm working on it. Mm-hmm. But if you go to weirdsoxmas.podbean.com, you can still find all of our stuff. Our podcasts are still there. We're still going to be on Apple Podcasts. We're still going to be on Spotify, all the places where you've found us in the past. And we'll still post it to our Twitter and our Instagram. Facebook, I'm working on too. So there's been some changes in our podcasting life, but most of the places you find this, you will still be able to find it. And if you can't find it there now, you'll be able to find it there soon. Does that make sense?
Well, you're going to put it in the show notes. And I always say, people say to me sometimes, let's never lose touch. Like, let's find, I'm like, I'm always going to be on Facebook and Instagram. You can always find me somewhere on Facebook or Instagram. So
we'll get there. Spotify. Spotify is probably the best place to find us. It's super easy.
Google us.
Google us.
Yes.
It'll work.
Okay, bye. Are we gonna whisper it?
No.
Oh. Maybe.